Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. 2024 just started. We have new goals, new dreams, and we all start from zero. Before I dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast. Recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, please share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. But not just at the beginning of each year. Every month, every week, actually, every day when we wake up, we start from zero. This is not just running related. It's about all aspects of our life. So each morning, it's up to us to make smart decisions that make us moving in the direction we want to go, so we can become who we want to become. But since this podcast is about running, I will stick to the running part. In the last episode, when I hosted Aubrey, one of his advice was that we as runners need to have a plan. And I'm 100% with him on that topic. Without a plan, our running will have no structure. And without proper structure, we will not be able to chase and achieve the goals and dreams we set for ourselves. First, let's talk about those of you new to running. Each year, running is one of the top 10 New Year's resolutions. If you want to become a runner, you will start from zero. But still, you need a good plan. Not only will this plan provide the structure you need to become a runner, but it will make it easier for you to build a habit. Because if running will not become a habit, it is more likely that you will not going to enjoy it. Some time ago, I recorded an episode with Lauren. Feel free to look it up and listen to it. It's about building good and strong habits. But back to the topic. Yes, you will start from zero, and that's perfectly fine. We all have been there, and we all started at the point you are at right now. What made us going was consistency and dedication, but also the fact that running makes us happy. We love who we are while running, and we love the feeling after each and every run. Now, don't get me wrong, there will be runs where you will struggle. We all have such runs, maybe even more in the beginning of your running journey. But the more you will run, the more running will become a part of your life. The more you will enjoy it, and the happier you will be after each run. And please approach running gradually, step by step. First of all, you need to get out the door and start building up to make it 2, 3, and even 5K of running without walking. When you are comfortable with 5K, build up the distance to 10K. Over a certain period of time, even to a half marathon or marathon distance, if that's your goal. But please don't jump straight into half marathons or marathons. It can be done. I know that some did it and do it. I even hosted a runner on this podcast whose first race was a marathon. But from my point of view, it makes more sense to build up the distance gradually, because it will be more likely you will stay injury-free and enjoy running. Even if we are running for some years, we all start from zero again this year. Let's be smart about it. As those new to running, we need a plan, a good plan that will get us close to the goals and dreams we have, and will make us better at running with respect to the limitations we have. It's easy to get stuck, fall into a routine we built over the last few years. If we just follow that same routine, we will not move forward. Starting from zero, we have the chance to mix things up and approach running in a different way. Let me give you an example. I ran 3 marathons over the period of 12 months. One end of September 2022, one in May 2023, and the last one in October 2023. That sounds reasonable, but I was stuck in marathon training for the last 18 months and I neglected some other aspects of running, like shorter, faster running. Because of that, I decided to mix up my training in 2024. I will start the year with some more aerobic-based training and, on the other side, working on my top-end speed by doing strides on one of my weekly runs. The other thing that is going to change is that I will not be running a spring marathon. After aerobic-based training will be over, I will get into half marathon or 10K specific training. Probably 10K specific training with some longer long runs so I can run a half marathon. With that, I will work on my speed endurance. Will probably not run a 10K after that block, but rather a half marathon, as I already mentioned. I still haven't decided on my spring races, but it will be a half marathon end of April and maybe another one in May. So whenever we get the chance to start from zero, it's best to evaluate what has been done, be honest to yourself, and consider working on areas that have been neglected in the past. If you ask me, this is the only way to become a better, not faster or stronger, but better runner. So last year was pretty special. Let's make this year even more remarkable. We can do it. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you, Happy New Year, and Happy Running!